We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So you've got the Indians reportedly shopping Kluber. Everybody on their roster outside of Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor. So that would involve Kluber.
Right.
would involve Carlos
Andrew
Carrasco.
Miller.
No, he's a free agent, so that doesn't matter.
Oh, is he a free agent, Miller?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Miller and Allen are free agents, but really those are the two guys that jump out at you, that Carrasco and Kluber would be available.
Right.
If I'm the Yankees, all-in is too strong because all-in means I would trade Gleyber Torres or Miguel Andujar, and I wouldn't. But I'd be very aggressive in getting Kluber because there's a few reasons. Number one, I know he's 33, so you hear the age, maybe you get scared a little bit, 32, 33. He hasn't thrown that many innings. He didn't blossom into the star he's become until he was about 27, 28 years old. He's an innings eater, at least since he's become that guy. So despite being an innings eater, those innings have not gotten up to a crazy number. He's a legitimate Cy Young contender every single year. He has signed for 3 years. And so you have him at 33, 34, 35. You don't have to worry about another contract because when the contract's done, you move on from him.
Right,
you're not going
to
give him another contract.
Right.
So I don't know what the Indians would be looking for. You know, if the Indians are open for business, why? Are they open for business because they're breaking the whole thing down? Mm. Are they trying to retool? What kind of deal would they look at? But if I'm Brian Cashman, I'm certainly on the phone for Corey Kluber because I think Corey Kluber's flat out better than any of the other starting pitchers that are on the market.
Well, and wouldn't he, to me, be automatically be the Yankee ace as
no
well?
No question, yeah.
I mean, so, of course, how could you not be interested in him?
The other guy that I think may be out there is John Heyman or Jeff Passan, I think, had it first, that the Mariners, who were coming off of, you know, decent year, they won 89 games. For them, that's very good. But they're still dealing with this playoff drought. They haven't made the playoffs since 2001.
The longest team in sports, isn't it? I think it is.
It probably is, yeah.
I think they're the longest team in professional sports that has not made the playoffs.
I think you're right about that. And if they decide to blow it up, which is the rumor according to Jeff Passan, that they think they're just not good enough, I think the number one guy, if you're a Yankee fan, you're thinking about there is James Paxton. James Paxton, the big lefty. The
one thing
I'd warn about Paxton is that it's one less year than Kluber. He's arbitration eligible this year, and then I think next year, then he's a free agent. I don't know if I would sign Paxton to a contract after that. So you'd really be buying him for 2 years because he's already going to be 31, 32. He's had some health issues. But as far as being a big, strong, hard-throwing lefty who looks like he's taken that step to being one of the better pitchers in baseball, I'd be all over that too. I'd be more interested in Kluber because I think right now Kluber's better, despite him being a little bit older. Paxton's a lefty. I got Kluber for a third year as far as compared to Paxton, who I have for 2 years. I'd be all in on Corey Kluber. But I wouldn't trade Miguel Andujar. Would you? Did you trade Andujar in a deal
for
Kluber?
I mean, he is a little older. I mean, the Yankees want to win now. They want to win this year.
And you could sign Manny Machado and trade Andujar.
Yeah, but they do need a starting pitcher, though. Let's be honest. I mean, the Yankees need a legit, because Severino's proven he's not that guy.
And it takes the pressure off Severino.
Of course.
Like you said, Joe, Sevy's now two or three on the pecking order.
No question. So, I mean, you know, they do need that legitimate ace guy to go out there and be a stopper, and they don't have that guy. They don't have him.
He's the guy. I mean, think about it. When you look, if you started ranking the starting pitchers in baseball, forget about contract, forget about age, you just started ranking them. Kluber's in the top five or six.
Yeah, I would agree. Certainly top 10.
No question.
No question about it.
I mean, think about the list
certainly
you're talking about.
Right.
So to acquire a guy on that level is something you'd have to be really aggressive at doing. I would just be scared of trading Andujar because he's so young. He's got such a high upside. He may not win rookie of the year because the voters love Ohtani. Who cares? He had that kind of year, though, this past year.
Well, here's the thing. If you went out and signed Manny Machado, okay, and even though he wants to play shortstop, but if you went out inside Manny Machado, you know, you're still going to have DD come back eventually. You know, you could eventually, you know, convince him to go back and play third base, okay, all right, which he should be anyway, and you could deal Andujar for Kluber. I mean, you could do that.
Well, we have talked about the idea of if you want to sign Manny, one of the options is trading Andujar. I mean, it is a possibility.
Right.
And a lot of it comes down to the Indians because Here's the weird thing about the Indians. So they had this window to win a championship, right, and they failed. They blew it 3-1 lead in the World Series.
They should have won it against the Cubs.
Yeah, and then even the following year, they had that big winning streak.
Lost to the Yankees.
Blew the lead to the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, the window
this year, they went out very unceremoniously this year.
They had a very quiet year. I mean, they won the division mainly because the division stinks.
Right. In June, they had it wrapped up.
Right. Because of the division more than even them.
Right.
I look at that division, and even though the White Sox may be super aggressive, this is still another year where the Indians can win the division, right? I know there's a lot of new questions about the bullpen, but you still have the arms at the top of the rotation. You still have Lindor here at least for a few more years. Same with Ramirez. You still have the talent to win the division. Don't you kind of give it one or two more shots before you break it down? Because if I'm trading Kluber, aren't I breaking it down?
Yeah, if you trade Kluber, you are.
Unless I'm looking for major league players back, but that's usually not the kind of deal you're looking at.
Right.
Unless you're trying to get...
Well, if I'm trading Kluber and I'm trading him to the Yankees, I'm asking for Torres or Andujar. They got to be. One of them's got to be in that trade.
Well, and if I'm trading him to the Yankees, Joe, I'm basically telling you I'm not winning the American League because I'm improving the Yankees.
Right.
That's true. I trade him to Atlanta, well, I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Until
potentially
a World Series.
Right.
And the other thing about Kluber, don't be afraid of the postseasons. Corey Kluber's first few starts in the playoffs, he was Sandy Koufax. His last few starts in the playoffs, he was,
Kershaw?
Yeah, let's go with Kershaw. The point is,
can't say David Price.
I know, I can't. There's no real answer about what Kluber is in the playoffs because he's been really, really good, and lately he's been really, really bad, and who knows the reason. So things are getting interesting for the Yankees because of some of these guys that are out there. Now, here's what's intriguing with the Mets before we get to any player movement that they make. They shook up the coaching staff yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. They got rid of Ricky Bonus, who's been there forever.
They've reassigned Ricky.
Is that what they did?
I think
so. And they got rid of the hitting coach, too.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of the hitting coach. Right. I think others were reassigned.
Right.
Now they're going to hire a bench coach. This is my interpretation. My interpretation is that Mickey Callaway is already on the hot seat. He's already hot. They've changed the coaching staff. They're going to bring in a bench coach with managerial experience. You mark my words. And that guy, get used to him. Get used to him. He's going to be the next manager of the Mets.
No, I can see that.
So if it's Jim Riggleman, who has fine experience as a manager, and he's been around for a while.
Yes.
He's managed in many different occasions.
Yep.
If Jim Riggleman's the bench coach, get used to Jim Riggleman. Because I think that with a brand-new GM, ownership probably said you're keeping Mickey Callaway, but I don't think they told him you're keeping him forever.
No.
And I think if they have
he's probably got this year.
I don't think so.
You think more than that?
I think he could be gone this year.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's probably got this year.
No, I don't even think he has the year saying.
Oh, you don't think you think he might get fired before the season starts?
No, in the middle of the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No,
okay.
He'll start the year.
All right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
So you agree with me that they could fire him in June?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But he's not going to get fired before the season starts.
Oh, no. He's going to get the season. I don't think he has the season. Having the season to me means he's just going to get the year no matter what.
Right.
I don't think so. I think if they're 20 and 35, he's gone.
Yeah, and I would agree.
And whoever they hire as this bench coach is going to be the next manager of the New York Mets. That's the way I look at it. So far with this general manager, with Brody, with BVW, if you want to call him that.
That's
for
what we got to call him from now on? I'm calling him Brody.
You're calling him Brody?
Yeah.
Big B.
All right.
You know what? Let's see what he does in the offseason. I'll give you a name
for
him.
Maybe call him some other things.
They call him some bad words, good words.
Right.
So far, there's been talk when it comes to players. Now we're starting to see the actions. And the first action is Omar's lieutenant number one. And action number two is he has, in my opinion, put Mickey Callaway on the hot seat. He has basically told him with these moves, you better win. Now, the most important thing, what are you going to do for players? Who are you going to aggressively sign? And here's what I'm curious about. If they go out and spend a ton of money on Craig Kimbrell, what will your reaction be? Will you be annoyed?
A little bit. I don't love Craig Kimbrell.
I don't either.
I don't love him.
I would be happy they spent, but I wouldn't be in love with the idea.
If he's their big ticket free agent signing, I will not be thrilled about it. I got to tell you right now.
So
Craig Kimbrell scares the hell out of me.
What reliever?
You know, and I get aggravated very quick with this.
Oh, yeah.
With the
claw?
Well, I mean, I need to see the claw.
Joe's doing the claw.
Okay, yeah.
And the Mets.
That makes you good. I didn't see Mariano do any claws.
No, he just threw a cutter and got people out.
Right.
Frankie Rodriguez. Billy Wagner.
Yeah, so
Mets have done this
before. It's a laundry list of these guys.
But here's the question, though, because I don't think there's an answer here.
I'd rather have Andrew Miller.
That's the reliever you want of all the guys out there?
If you ask me one relief pitcher, give me Andrew Miller, because Andrew Miller can do anything.
You're not concerned about age, innings, and durability at this point.
I'd rather have him. He missed how much of time this year?
He missed a bunch of time.
Right.
And when he pitched, he wasn't very good.
Right.
I would like Andrew Miller.
Before Craig Kimbrell.
The concern about Kimbrell is that he has set up a Hall of Fame career.
Okay.
Okay? That's fine. That means nothing to me.
Nothing.
And nothing to you when he's here.
No.
It's like Billy Wagner's career.
Right.
All that mattered is what he did here.
Right.
Same with Frankie Rodriguez.
Right.
The amount of innings he's thrown, the dip and strikeouts, the up and walks.
I'm not high on Kimbrell at all. At all.
Well, I'm high on Kimbrell. I'm just concerned what I'm getting out of him for 4 years if I'm giving him a contract.
He worries me. He's shaky. He was shaky last year, too.
Who isn't?
Well, that's right.
Kenley Jansen's shaky.
Well, I mean, you know what, though? Miller, when he's right, to me, when Andrew Miller is right.
I agree.
There is no better relief pitcher in baseball.
But is he right? But is he right?
Well, I don't know that.
Look, on a one-year deal, I'd be ecstatic.
Give him 5 years, that's for sure.
No.
Even three.
No, 2 years I'd live with. You give me 2 years, I'd say I'd find that. That's okay.
Right.
And with the Mariners, maybe they trade Edwin Diaz. The problem with any kind of trade the Mets make is I don't know what they're giving up. I don't know what they're giving up.
Miller's a free agent, though.
Right, Miller you just signed. Right. But I'm talking about if a guy like Edwin Diaz was available. Yeah. Or if Gene Segura, because the Mariners, again, like I said, with the Yankees, they may trade everybody.
Right.
Gene Segura would be awesome. He's 28 years old. He's got speed. He's a hitter. He signed to, a pretty good contract. The biggest problem with Gene Segura is what the Mets would have to give up. I just don't think they have a lot to give up.
Right.
Their biggest chip to trade is one of the pitchers. It's moving Zach Wheeler and then getting prospects to deal. I know you're hesitant about that. I understand.
A little bit. I'm just afraid Wheeler's going to turn out to be exactly what we thought he was when they made the trade for Beltran.
Well, then you got to sign him, though.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
Okay. Because that's a big part of this. You don't think they'll sign him?
No.
Then trade him.
Well.
And what are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what their mindset is. Because knowing the Mets, they'll bring him back and just let him walk away as a free agent after next year after he has a monster year.
I defend the Mets in this regard. I don't know what I would do. Because I'm not convinced he's that guy.
Well, here's the thing, though.
But he could be that guy.
Well, you like the fact. Here's the one thing about Zach Wheeler. He's the walk year of his contract. He had this kind of year last year. Now he's playing for the money. What am I getting?
Okay, let's say he dominates. Then what? You're going to give him 5 years, $120 million?
Where does he take us?
I don't know.
Where does he take us?
So that's a factor
Where do we go?
I don't know.
I mean, if Zach Wheeler is a monster this year and he gets us to, somewhere, let's even say just gets us into the playoffs. Am I really that quick to want to deal with any pitches well in the playoffs? Am I really looking to get rid of Wheeler? I got to keep Wheeler.
Yoenis Cespedes helped the Mets get to a World Series. Yeah. We've been taking calls about how bad the second contract was.
And Wheeler's had his injuries. Because it really comes down to that. Wheeler's had his injury issues.
Here's what I'm doing I am shopping him, and I got to see what I can get. Now, if it's just prospects that doesn't turn into something, then I'm probably not doing it. I'll play the year out.
I need a major league ready.
JT Realmuto.
Right. Then I'm trading him.
And it's not straight
then
up.
If I'm getting Realmuto, so that's a different story.
You agree now you'd do Wheeler for Realmuto in a three-way.
I'm scared to trade Wheeler. But with that said, if I'm trading Wheeler, I got to get a legitimate back in the lineup.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's what I got to have.
And if it's not out there, then I'll push off the decision for a while.
Right.
I'll let the guy
see where the cookie crumbles.
And we'll reevaluate after the season.
Right.
But for now, I'm shopping him. And I got to see. Now, I'm not saying Wheeler to the Marlins. I want to make that clear. I'm saying Wheeler to the Brewers or to a team that wants him and the prospects to the Marlins. It's not because the Marlins would have no interest in Zach Wheeler. I get that.
Right.
But I am shopping him just out of curiosity because I want to see what I can get. Can I get a good young position player? Can I? I don't know.
Well, that's what I'd have to have.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you. I'm not giving him away.
No, of course.
I'm not giving him away. That's for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.